So as a poet, I think that sense of invention comes in. I think the other thing is the Book of Kells is crazy. I think the medieval period is probably closer to the surrealist period than any other period in time. And I love the surrealist poets. So their sense of invention, their trust in surprise around every corner, has me looking for surprises around every corner as well. So yeah, being a poet, I think, has influenced invention. But I think it also makes me very skeptical about language. I studied under Charlie Simic, and mm-hmm. one of his favorite things to always say was that, you know, the life of the poet is basically to constantly fail, because you never can say things like you really want them to that do the experience justice. So you're always trying to get closer and closer and closer, but you're always going to fail. And I think thinking about language as being in a constant state of failure, which that sounds very pessimistic, but I think, or cynical, I'm not sure which, but I mean, I think thinking about it as that being the state of language, I think encourages me to push both on language, but also to push on other things like visuals to see how they can come together and perhaps speak to that human condition just a little bit more clearly or a little bit more precisely.
That's beautiful. I mean, I don't think that's pessimistic or even negative. I think, I mean, language, it is limited in terms of what you're able to convey, but also just thinking about who has access to it and who doesn't. Mm-hmm. And I mean, there's so many different things in terms of that. So I think that healthy dose of skepticism that Charlie Simic and other aspects of your poetry background, I think that's really helpful. I mean, I think that's a really powerful way to think about it. So I never thought of it quite like that. So I think that's really interesting.
Yes. And I think, you know, I thought of this when I started to speak, and I was going to come back to it, that sense of kairos. And I think why surrealist, I'm so taken by the surrealist, is that they believed in spontaneity.
Yes.
And that is kairos. It's reading the moment, being ready for the moment. And I think, you know, particularly classical rhetoricians really work to prepare for that moment, because if the moment comes and you don't have the wherewithals to meet it, the rhetorical experience or the rhetorical moment is lost. But I think that understanding a way of being in the moment so that you can respond to it, or have ways of inventing things that make the moment more or meet its challenges, is really what it's all about. One of my favorite surrealist stories comes from Octavio Paz, and he was visiting André Breton, and Breton was doing some work on a poem, and they were meeting for lunch, and he kind of held up his hand to wait for a moment, and he was crossing things out and reworking them, and Octavio Paz looked at him when he got up and came to him, and he said, "What were you doing? You were crossing things out and rewriting. What was that all about?" And he said, "Well, you know, I just wasn't being spontaneous enough."
I love
it. And I think that when we think about that moment, and how I like to think about that moment, is that when we kind of are isolated in our writing, sometimes that kairotic moment isn't there to kind of push us into a context where something more interesting and exciting can happen. So I think kairos is one of those things that really drives my thinking. And I think that we need to be always aware of that, because I think sometimes in academic life particularly, we can become isolated in our work. And I think it's that involvement with people and community that really, I think, brings out the best in us and our best inventive moments.